In a January 21st letter to Administration Commissioner Curtis Thayer, Juno Representative Beth Curtula says the Universal Space Standards policy needs to be reevaluated. Curtula says putting state employees into 6x8-foot cubicles separated by low dividers takes away space and privacy and enhances distracting noise.
I just think it's going to be oppressive. I think that's anti-Alaskan. I think it's anti-worker. How does anybody concentrate in a situation like that?
Curtula understands some of the perceived benefits of the office space standards, which were set into policy under former administration commissioner Becky Holtberg. Curtula likes the idea of breaking down barriers between employees and supervisors.
But, you know, that doesn't seem to be the way that this is turning out. It seems to be there are some people who will have barriers, while many will be stuck in what I just truly feel is not a healthy place for state employees.
The state's space standards impose guidelines on who gets in office. Senior management and administrative positions like attorneys or physicians do. Everyone else gets a cubicle. Curtula's office has been hearing complaints about the space standards since last spring, although she says cubicles have been a problem for a while. Juno's delegation, she says, has long been advocating for a new state office building in the Capitol to improve workspace. In her letter to Commissioner Thayer, Curtula says many employees are afraid to speak out against the office standards for fear of retribution.
When you start to see your workspace, which is almost, you know, it's an extension of yourself, when you start to see things happening with that, I think it causes a lot of fear. And this one did strike a chord with people. They were afraid to really speak up and come forward and say, you know, this isn't going to work.
Thayer previously said the space standards will save the state about $125 million over the next 20 years. But Curtula says that doesn't take into account diminished productivity and employee morale. She fears the state could start losing employees.
If we're going to have a job that we can excel at and do good work for the state, we've got to have a place we can work in and feel valued.
So far, universal space standards have been implemented on some floors in Juneau's state office building and Anchorage's Robert Atwood building. Renovations to the Nome and Douglas state office buildings are set to begin this spring. In his reply, Commissioner Thayer states that his department has worked closely with each agency that's affected by space standards and that it's up to the agency's management to make the final decision on floor plans. He also states that all employees of the affected agencies had the opportunity to offer input. Andy Mills is a spokesman for the administration department.
When the space standards are being applied, there is a holistic look at what are the agency needs, what are individual staff needs. Some need the confidentiality of a closed door, and in other cases, like fish and game, they have very different needs than, say, commerce or revenue. So they'll get a lab to do some of the work in, store wet gear.
The Alaska State Employees Association filed a class action grievance over the state's space standards policy last July. Arbitration is scheduled for May. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.